Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2556, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and more. Let's keep this intro nice and short so we can jump right in and hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Julia writes, I really like the podcast. What are your thoughts about apple cider vinegar? I use it when my stomach is upset. Does it help you lose weight? I just read an article that says it can help with weight loss. Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, Julia, and I'm so glad you enjoy the podcast. Now, vinegar in its various forms, not necessarily apple cider vinegar, but just plain vinegar, has been used as a cure for many years and for several different ailments. Traditionally, vinegar has been used to preserve food and to add flavor. Apple cider vinegar has also become popular more recently because, as you mentioned, there are studies linking its consumption to weight loss. But to better understand why vinegar was used to improve health conditions or as a cure, we need to go back into the history of vinegar. Vinegar has been used to preserve or ferment foods for generations. This fermentation process, especially when fermenting plant-based foods like kimchi or fermented cabbage, leads to some beneficial compounds being produced, like antioxidants and probiotics. Antioxidants are thought to be good for the body because they help destroy harmful compounds called free radicals. Probiotics are experiencing lots of attention now because of their potential to help improve gut health. Recent research is even suggesting that probiotics may be useful in preventing diabetes. Anyways, apple cider vinegar is also thought to contain antioxidants and probiotics. The theory is that the apple portion of the vinegar helps to increase these beneficial effects, since fruit, in general, is a great source of nutrients. But do vinegars, and apple cider vinegar in particular, truly have any health benefits? There is some research on apple cider vinegar's effect on blood sugar. This research actually seems pretty promising. Specifically, apple cider vinegar may in fact help lower blood sugar levels. When we think about diabetes, it's basically a condition of having blood sugar that's too high. So if we can control blood sugar levels by consuming something that helps to lower it, this would be a great thing. The theory behind why apple cider vinegar may help reduce blood sugar is because of its high content of acetic acid. This means it may block sugar from getting into the bloodstream. Normally, whenever we eat or drink something other than water, the body converts some or all of that food into sugar. This sugar then gets into our bloodstream, where it travels to our brain, our muscles, our organs, and so on, where it can be used for energy or to get stored. If the sugar just stays in the bloodstream, though, and never gets to our brain and our muscles, that often leads to more serious health problems. So again, apple cider vinegar may block sugar from getting into the bloodstream in the first place, and in turn, may help those with diabetes. But I should mention that using apple cider vinegar to lower blood sugar is still considered controversial. It's promising, but you probably won't see doctors recommending it to every patient. I would never recommend someone stop taking their diabetes medication just because they're drinking apple cider vinegar, for example. We still need more studies to know whether it's truly beneficial. Also, because those that have had diabetes for years often have kidney problems too, we want to be cautious because the acids in apple cider vinegar could put the kidneys under some stress. Now, what about this idea of apple cider vinegar providing probiotics? Well, the trouble with this is we have gazillions of probiotics in our intestines right now. This is great because these are helpful bacteria. They keep our guts nice and healthy. They help kill bad bacteria, help our immune systems in general, and help keep us regular. When we consume foods that have probiotics, it's a very small amount, only really a fraction of what we find in our bodies. Plus, some of those good probiotic bacteria never make it to the intestines, maybe because of poor storage and handling of the food and our body's natural digestion processes. Many scientists argue that unless you're taking a very large dose of probiotics, it may not really help improve our health. So we can't say that consuming apple cider vinegar will actually improve gut health or the immune system. Now, what about weight loss? Let's finally talk about apple cider vinegar and weight loss. One of the most popular published studies on apple cider vinegar and weight loss was conducted in Japan. The researchers found that those that drank apple cider vinegar lost more weight than those that didn't. But here's what we may not realize. The trouble with this study is that once the study was over, the participants gained all their weight back. So we really don't know that if, by just being in the study, those that participated were more motivated to lose weight, or whether there was actually something about the apple cider vinegar that helped with weight loss. Since that study, there have been others looking at apple cider vinegar's effect on weight loss. Some of these studies were well designed, but conducted in the short term, like over the course of just 12 weeks. Or maybe were performed in only younger people, you know, those that can lose weight a bit more easily than the rest of us. So I would say that there's promise when it comes to apple cider vinegar and weight loss. We just need more studies to get a better understanding and whether it will work over the long term. The key is to weigh the risks and benefits. Will consuming apple cider vinegar regularly likely do you more good than harm? That's something to consider asking your doctor just to be sure. Now, something I have yet to discuss is the fact that you actually don't want to drink apple cider vinegar, or any vinegar for that matter, straight. It's way too acidic. So how much should you use? First, you want to buy the kind of apple cider vinegar that looks cloudy and has that giant blob floating around in it. That odd-looking giant blob is supposedly like the tesseract of the apple cider vinegar, or the cube if you're more of a Transformers fan. If you're totally lost because you're not as big of a nerd as I am, I'm basically trying to say that this giant blob is where all of the apple cider vinegar's power comes from. It's what contains those beneficial antioxidants and probiotics. The current recommendation is to drop 1 to 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar into a tall glass of water. Some recommend mixing apple cider vinegar with warm water specifically. Then, you sip this mixture once or twice a day before meals. For those with a diagnosed condition, like gastroparesis, this is where food takes an extra long time to leave the stomach, apple cider vinegar isn't recommended. So in your case, Julia, you might want to let your doctor know that you use apple cider vinegar when you're experiencing stomach upset. They may need to rule out gastroparesis as a root cause before giving you the okay to continue using apple cider vinegar. All right, to sum up, apple cider vinegar is not the miracle cure-all. Instead, incorporating vinegar into our diets can be just one aspect of a nutritious and balanced diet. There's no need to go overboard and consuming it more than twice a day either, because as we've learned from many nutrition studies, too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for taking the time to send in your question, Julia. Now, if you want your question answered right here on the show, you can email one in to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on an episode, just come by our website by going to oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that site, you can record straight from your computer's microphone, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. All right, that'll do it for another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you for listening and your continued support. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.